Tyler Gaffalione is now with us, and I should introduce him as now Preakness winning jockey, Classic winning jockey, Tyler Gaffalione. Tyler, welcome to the program, my friend.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for spending a few minutes with us here this morning. Are you still on cloud nine?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, it's a great feeling for sure. So thankful for everyone involved.
We just played the replay of the call coming out of our commercial break here just a couple of minutes ago. Take us back to that moment last Saturday when War of Will crosses the finish line first. Put us there with you.
It was pretty surreal, you know. Basically, everything that I ever dreamed of came true, and I was just living the dream at that point. It's hard to really put it into words. It's better than anything you could ever imagine.
When did you know you had it won?
When the spot opened up inside, I had plenty of horse at that point, and my horse never hesitated. He shot right through there, and they actually accelerated more. So I was pretty confident once he got through there, I put him away.
That's got to be an amazing feeling when you have so much horse and you go through that hole. I mean, even if it's a 12-5 claimer, we saw one this week where the horse was just so far superior, and it was such a beautiful thing to watch. But when you're in a classic and you have that situation, that's got to just be amazing.
Oh, yeah, you can't beat it. Around the turn, I was so loaded, and I was just waiting for a spot. And like I said, when I pointed him there, he shot right through, and he finished the job. He's an incredible horse.
Tyler, when you saw the post positions come out again and you saw that you were going to be down on the inside, just like in the Kentucky Derby, did you immediately start working on a plan, or are you able to do that because you don't know what's going to happen when the gates open?
You kind of just develop an idea. It's hard to make a plan because there's so many things that could happen. So you have an idea, and you just kind of hope for the best. And a lot of it just depends on the break, really, from that position, especially with a horse like him.
How was your break?
It was perfect. He actually broke in front, but I had spoke with Mark before the race a few times, and we had decided that we were just going to let him be and let him place himself. And Mark did a beautiful job keeping him relaxed and going into the race, and he showed up.
Tyler, you've won so many races in your young career, over 1,000, as a matter of fact. Actually, you're closing in on 1,100, I guess, at this point. When you think about War of Will and how good he is, what makes him so special?
He just does everything so effortlessly. He has so much class. Mentally, he's a complete package, really. He looks the part, and he acts the part, and he definitely runs like a champ. So he's got all that. The qualities of a good horse.
And now he's on a good schedule too. When he had that 6 weeks off between the Louisiana Derby and the Kentucky Derby, he was getting a little keen in his morning gallops and really was fresh for the Derby. And I thought maybe, you know, the fact that he was pulling and you know, really training so aggressively hurt him a little bit in the Derby. But once he got that race under his belt, he really seemed to settle down, and that was a big key to your victory, I think.
Most definitely, I agree. It's actually probably a blessing now, looking back the 6 weeks off, because he had time to recover, and he was fresh coming into Derby, and good coming into the Preakness. So it's not like we're running a tired horse right now. He came off a nice little freshening, and he's ready to run. He loves his job just as much as I do.
Talking with jockey Tyler Gaffalione here on the Horse Racing Radio Network, the Equine Forum, presented by FarmPaint.com. Tyler, when you think back to your childhood growing up in Florida, you said this is kind of everything you ever dreamed of. Take us back to the early days of just getting into riding. And as a kid, were these the moments that you said, if I could ever get to that point, I'll know that I've arrived?
Not entirely, you know. It's just kind of, it's the goal. Never know if you're actually going to get there or you're going to be able to ride these races. But growing up, I grew up on the farm. I loved being around horses. I had a couple of my own. I used to jump on them in the paddock, just ride them around. I'd go for little trail rides. I did everything. And I started galloping when I was about 11 or 12. I started working the sales a little bit. and just kind of kept going from there. When I was 18, decided to pull out my license after I graduated high school. I started riding at Calder and or Gulfstream Park, and I never really thought that I'd get to ride these kind of races for these kind of connections, but I've been so blessed. I have a great agent and a great support team around me, my family, so it's been a lot of fun, I'll say that.
When you were younger and hopping on those horses in the field, did you ever, have a Preakness or a Derby in mind when you were riding and, kind of go through the motions when you were a kid?
Oh, most definitely. My favorite horse back then, I had to Empire Maker and Smarty Jones were my two favorites. So I always was calling the race of Smarty Jones when he won the Derby.
That's great.
Would you have won the Triple Crown on Smarty Jones?
That was a pretty cool one, too.
Would you have won the Triple Crown on Smarty Jones?
Stewie's a great rider. I idolized him as a kid growing up. That was he rode a great race and just didn't get lucky that day. But I mean, that was such an incredible horse, and Stewie fit him perfectly.
Who were some of the other riders? You mentioned Stuart Elliott. Who were some of the other riders you looked up to when you were young?
My favorite of all time was Jerry Bailey, Mike Smith. I actually developed a relationship with him when I was a kid. I was 13. My dad called him, asked him to wish me happy birthday, and he sent me a autographed wind pitcher from Giacomo and called me. And we actually became friends. I started calling him pretty frequently. I was probably a little annoying, but he says now that it was all good. So that was pretty cool. And then Gary Gomez was another one of my idols. I love the way he rode.
Well, you mentioned the name Jerry Bailey, and on the 4th of July in 2017, you tied his 19-year-old record, winning 7 races at Gulfstream Park. It was a magical day for you. What was it like to equal your idol on that day?
It was so cool because as I was approaching, my record at that time was 5 wins, and when I got to the 6th, somebody had mentioned that Bailey held the record for 7. So my goal from then on was to try and beat him. If I couldn't beat him, then I wanted to try and tie him. So that was really special. And then he actually wrote me afterwards saying congratulations, and that was really cool.
Yeah, that's got to be really special. I hope you framed that letter, put it on your wall.
Oh, most definitely.
Well, Tyler, look, we know it's a very busy morning for you. You have a lot of things to get to. We appreciate the time here this morning. All the best at Belmont Park in 2 weeks. We'll look forward to being up there with you and hopefully get a chance to broadcast another Tyler Gaffalione Classic win.
That would be great, guys. I appreciate you guys having me on again.